The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood, in the country looking hard to find a home, with nothing perfect or considered.
Bonjour, hi, Canada. Good Monday to everyone across the United States, indeed the world. People listening via Facebook or Instagram or at HughHewitt.com or my YouTube channel. What a weekend. Let me begin by welcoming News Talk 101, Panama City Information Station, WYO-FM, to our great network. I just don't know how much bigger we can get, but we'll keep adding them. It's great to have Pat. I love Panama City. I've been there two or three times on a variety. It's a great convention city. A lot of people love to go down there for a great beach convention. So News Talk 101, Panama City's information station, welcome. And a special word to my friends in the hometown, WHK 1420. It was not the best weekend to be a Cleveland fan. We all know this. We Browns and Indians fans are a hearty bunch. We've been through the trial, the 40-year wandering, the 50-year wandering, the 70-year wandering, 1948 World Series, 1964 NFL Championship. That's it. And so we have some high hopes for both clubs, and they had a bad weekend, really bad weekend. But I see a lot of silver linings here. I really do. I think we can hold our chin up and say Stefanski will get it together by Thursday night against the Bengals. Browns, Baker was sharp. We got the CNH movers, Chubb and Hunt, and they'll get it together. Don't worry about them. And the Indians, they're just resting their bats. That's what I call it, resting their bats to the playoffs, which they have like a 99% chance of making. They could collapse, which would be an all-time collapse, but don't worry about that. Let's focus on the campaign. Now, I have an overarching theme today, and my phone number is 1-800-520-1234. And Harley has got to screen today for crazy people. I don't want crazy people. I want Joe Biden voters to tell me if they are not bothered, or if they are bothered, but they're going to vote for him anyway, by the fact that he's gone to ground 6 weeks before an election. I'm 64. I've been doing presidential politics since Gerald Ford got beat narrowly by Jimmy Carter. I ran Jerry Ford's youth campaign in Massachusetts in 1976. I was with Ford in the primary against Reagan. That's much frowned on by the Reaganauts still around. But I was a Jerry Ford Midwest Republican, still am. Don't get too excited about anything. Take the long game. The party matters more than the individual, because the party's for free enterprise and freedom generally. And so I've watched a lot of presidential campaigns up close. I mean, I was 2016. I was at 30 Rock with Chuck Todd and Carville and Jim Brokaw and Tom Brokaw and Savannah Guthrie and Lester Holt as the greatest election upset in history occurred. So between, you know, I've seen it all from 76 as a kid on the ground to 16 in the heart of America's major news network. And this year, I think I'm going to run my own election night coverage because it's going to be so weird. Could go into, could be a week overtime, depending on Pennsylvania. I have never seen a presidential candidate hide like Joe Biden is hiding. It's never happened. Now, it's not the virus. There are plenty of ways to campaign. Even if you're deadly afraid of the virus, maybe Joe Biden has underlying conditions we don't know about. And I'd be sympathetic. He could be president if he had diabetes, if he had. There's no indication he does. I'm just saying if someone had diabetes, they could be president. If someone had heart disease, they could be president. But you could still campaign. And they need to campaign. They've got Kamala Harris in Florida. They got Bloomberg spending $100 million in Florida. One of my lead stories that I'll get to is Latinos are warning Biden is doing very badly with their voters, and Trump is winning Latinos. And the polls that came in over the weekend, Fox says Biden's up by 5. That means it's a wash. I just think it's a dead heat right now across all of the battleground states. I think it's a dead heat with Trump getting the momentum, and the Real Clear Politics average says in the battleground states, Biden is up 3.5 but falling. Okay, that's the front page of the Real Clear Politics site. That in the top battlegrounds, Biden is at 3.6 and falling. The latest betting odds, 52.8 to Trump, to Biden, 46.3 to Trump. It's a toss-up. Those are basically three-point NFL games. Could go either way, unless it's the Browns. So it's a close race, and Joe Biden does not come out to campaign. 1-800-520-1234. Something is wrong with the vice president. Something. I don't know what. You don't know what, but something is wrong with the former vice president. Now, some of you hate Trump so much, you're going to vote for him anyway. But I don't even know if there's any Biden supporter willing to call. We might have a open line here. 1-800-520-1234. I don't want Trump people calling me up and speculating. I just want Biden support. You're going to vote for Biden. I know a lot of you listen. You talk to me all the time. You know, I'm inside the Beltway. Every Democrat in town listens to this show. Are you bothered by this? Are you worried by this? By the way, it's so close that I want every Trump supporter to go to keepamericaamerica.com. That is the operation run by the Job Creators Network, great sponsor of my show. Do your part. Get the vote out. They will help you get the tools to get the vote out in places that it matters. I think Trump must be so far ahead in Florida that they won't focus your efforts in Florida. They'll focus your efforts in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe Arizona. I think he's pulling ahead in Arizona. I mean, going to Nevada and getting the crowd that he did and staying in Nevada, he's going to California later in the day to survey the wildfire damage, which is immense and vast, and to Oregon. He's breaking off from campaigning to do what presidents do, which is try and encourage people who've been hit by disasters, and those states have been hit by disasters. But we need to get out the vote, which means you need to go to keepamericaamerica.com. This is all of the talkers are getting together on this. They're all working together to get you signed up, to get you working to turn out the vote on November the 3rd, first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. That's when we hold our election. And let me quickly give you some headlines. One of the things that's amazing is tomorrow we're going to have one of the most important ceremonies in the history of the Middle East since Israel was created in 1948. There have been two other similar days. Peace with Egypt, peace with Jordan. Tomorrow they will have peace with Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates. The lead story in the Times of Israel is Netanyahu landing in Israel, landing in Washington, D.C. to sign the normalization deals. You won't find this anywhere else. You won't find it anywhere else except the Times of Israel, and buried deep in the New York Times is a story about it. That's because the media knows this is an enormous historical achievement for Donald Trump, and they don't want to cover it. Okay, Rob is a Joe Biden supporter in Oregon. Good morning, Rob. I hope is the air getting any better out there?
Yes.
Are you able to breathe?
Barely. It's super smoky.
Which part of Oregon are you in?
I'm in southern Oregon.
Which got a town?
Medford.
Okay.
It's very bad. We can't breathe. Get you got
that.
Like some of the worst air in the United States, sir.
Well, I think. Keep the filter on. I got a new niece up there, and General Ben's got a new niece up there, and we're worried that the air's not very good. So, Rob, you're a Biden supporter?
I was thinking about it. I don't know what to do. This whole game is they just child's play. They just keep jerking us voters around and stuffing each other's pockets with money, and we're all the same. They divide us in Republicans and Democrats and liberal and conservatives. We're all humans, and we need to stop fighting each other and fight the real problem, which is the rich people and the corporations that keep destroying our planet and our earth, and just dividing us to keep us occupied so we don't realize that we're all getting screwed over by them. We are all getting screwed over.
So what are you going to do in the election?
Trump is the best grifter there ever is. He played capitalism like the easiest game ever. I mean, he biggest piece of shit there.
Oh, you can't say that on the radio. You got to drop that. Rob, sorry about that. But I hope you feel better when you breathe. You're not allowed to use certain words in the FCC world. So Rob doesn't like the president, but he's worried about Biden, as I think you should be. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384.
800-500-8384. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus, in America too. She's a good girl, it's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses and her boyfriend too.
Welcome back, America. You do it.
It's a long
play a little Tom Petty, because over the weekend, you know, people during the shutdown send the funniest thing. You know, they're goofing around on the internet, and they find stuff and they send out. And you look up occasionally from your political work if you're me. And I get this video by a fellow named Rick Beato, B-E-A-T-O. And I look him up. He's a musician and a teacher and a father of three. Been a writer and a producer with a bunch of bands for many years. And he produced a YouTube, and his website's Rick Beato, Beato, Rick, B-E-A-T-O, Beato, rickbeato.com. And he has this great clip of the 20 greatest guitar introductions ever. This was number 20. So I just said to Adam, make this our playlist for today. So you'll hear for next week what Rick Beato thinks is the best. And he plays them all. He's a magnificent little guitarist. Welcome back. It's Hugh Hewitt. Hey, let's check on markets, because I got to tell you, I'm feeling pretty good about my life right today, because there's only two things I bought this year, gold and Amazon. It's all I bought. So the headline, and this is brought to you by Birch Gold. You can go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747, or you can go to HughGold.com if you want to buy gold, or if you want to switch part of your 401k or IRA to gold because you're afraid of inflation or you just want something solid. I've only bought two things this year, gold and Amazon, all of 2020. Amazon this morning announced they're hiring 100,000 workers in the U.S. and Canada, another 100,000 workers, another 100,000 workers. I'm afraid that we're going to go into work someday and Ben and Harley are going to be gone. They're going to go to work for Amazon. Maybe the whole country is going to go to work for Amazon. Now, that's good for the stock, but I'm just astonished by this. Now, lockdown shopping has gone 40%. I mean, the company's increased its business 40% in the retail space. But when I was reading the MarketWatch story, it said, since 2010, Amazon has directly created more than 600,000 jobs in the United States. That 600,000 jobs in the United States in a decade. No one has ever done that. So my hat is off to Jeff Bezos. Now, I kind of work for him because he owns the Washington Post and I write a column for the Washington Post, but I don't really work for him. I mean, he doesn't censor anybody. They publish their columns. They edit it. And so I've never met him, never talked to him, but I just think, wow, what an accomplishment. 600,000 jobs. Anyone who creates six jobs has done. Anyone who creates a job for somebody else has done a great thing. 600,000 jobs. Gold is this morning trading at $1,950, up about 0.12%, and been rising steadily over the last 4 months, crested 2,000 for a while. The 10-year treasury remains very low. It's not inflation, it's solidity. It's people trying to find a safe harbor. Why, Birch Gold is doing box office business as well. Again, HughGold.com or text Hugh to 474747. Israel and Great Britain are at the center of the storm when it comes to the virus. Israel is shutting down completely until mid-October, throughout the whole Jewish holidays that begin sundown Friday. It will extend through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, holidays that typically involve millions of Jewish worshippers attending synagogues. Nope. They've got one of the worst rates of daily coronavirus infections per capita in the world. Ditto Great Britain, which has imposed a maximum of six rule, except for schools. Their kids are still in school because they don't think children are at risk, but they can spread. But the kids can go to school. And so if you think America's not doing well, look, every major country that has freedom at its heart, Israel and Great Britain, they've got the same problem America does. Virus spreads. The good news is we've learned how to cure most of the people who get it. Death rate was down to 500 people yesterday. It's 500 lives lost that we don't want to see lost, but we're doing better, and that's good news for all Americans. I'll be right back with more Headlines America, 1-800-520-1234. If you're a Joe Biden supporter, call me. Your guy's missing in action. I'll be right back.
Just the other day, he came to the world in the usual way.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. Greetings to my friends in Panama City, waking up to a new voice. I'm Hugh. I'll take you to work. I'll get you going. News Talk 101, Panama City Information Station. Welcome, WYOFM listeners. You can stick with me. First day of the month, I'll give you the whole background on the show, but just trust me, this is where you come for the news that you need, the analysis you want, and everything that you absolutely must have about Cleveland sports. I'm from Ohio, and I'm sorry, you can't take the kid out of Ohio and put him in the Beltway, but you can't take the Browns and the Indians out of the kids and the Cavs. But they're not playing, so we don't talk about that. Benjamin Netanyahu, this is called the rundown. This is the 7 or 8 minutes, Panama City, that you need just to know what's going on. Either I do it at the top of the show or at the bottom of the first hour, so that your morning is to just know what's going on. Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, has landed in D.C. to sign normalization deals, peace deals, with the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. Meanwhile, the country he left, Israel, is locking down as the second coronavirus wave hits, as is Great Britain. They are both in the grip of the virus right now, doing the best that they can. All around the world, people doing the best that they can. I personally believe no one could have done better than Trump because of the nature of the disease. He's done as well as any president could. Still a ghastly toll, but I don't think it's a political issue. I do not believe anyone could have done better than Trump has done. Anyone who would have been in the presidency with the same amount of information. That's the bottom line. It was going to be a horrific toll in America because we are a freedom city. I don't blame Andrew Cuomo either. He didn't know he was sending people to their death when he sent them to the nursing homes. I don't blame anyone for anything except the Chinese Communist Party. They are responsible. Politico reports that Iran is planning to assassinate the U.S. ambassador to South Africa. Yep. Obama and Biden want that deal with Iran, and Biden wants back into it. They're trying to kill our ambassador because Soleimani, who was in Iraq trying to kill Americans, was taken off the battlefield by Trump. That's their rationale. Oxford and AstraZeneca has resumed their coronavirus vaccine. Now, that was the one that was most advanced in the United States, the one by Moderna, and there's another one by Pfizer, I think, that's pretty far advanced. AstraZeneca halted their trial when they had a very odd death. They investigated, and the trial was resumed. That's good news. Washington Post, Latino groups warned that Biden's sluggish outreach to their voters could hurt in November. That is, in fact, becoming evident that there is strong and growing support for Donald Trump among Latino Americans. I have a lot of theories about why this is. One of them is very basic, having worked in the home building business for 30 years as a lawyer for some of the largest developers in the world, and having been on a lot of development sites and seen a lot of, you know, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 home developments go from a plan on a piece of paper to the actual open communities with schools and roads. The home building boom in the United States is employing millions of Latino Americans. It is, especially in California, Arizona, Nevada, the Western states, but throughout the United States, home building is a Latino American heavy population. A lot of the trades, a lot of the crafts, a lot of the building done. I think probably in California, drywalling is nearly an exclusive Latino profession. I really don't know if they have crews that are Anglo or Black. I just think it's, and they like what Trump has done for them. They love this rebound. I don't even call, we weren't in a recession, and this isn't a rebound. We closed and we've reopened, or almost reopened. But all of a sudden, Kamala Harris is showing up in Florida at a Latino restaurant. Mike Bloomberg says he's going to spend $100 million to help Joe Biden in Florida. The president is in Nevada talking to Latinos. We have figured out they are the group that's up for grab. Also from the Financial Times, Republicans are pouring cash into Senate races. They are really pouring it on. Susan Collins has surged back. Tom Tillis has surged back. David Perdue is way ahead. Martha McSally is within shouting distance. Mark Kelly's fallen because of his racist remarks in Arizona. I don't know that he can stop that fall. That's like George Allen in the Macaca moment. We've got John James viable in Michigan. Alabama's going to turn Republican. Mitch McConnell feeling pretty good. Over the weekend, President Trump signed an executive order lowering prescription drug prices on U.S. seniors by executive order. That he could do so, I did not know. I'm glad that he did. The president is visiting California as fires rage there. I don't know exactly where he's going to go. And, of course, the big story on Friday, on Saturday, and on Sunday was the effort by sports to make police look bad. And then on Saturday night, two L.A. County sheriff detectives shot in an ambush. They're both, I think, in stable but critical condition now. And demonstrators outside of their hospital in Los Angeles chanting, "We hope they die." The Wall Street Journal has an editorial this morning entitled, "We Hope They Die." Protesters cheer a shooting ambush of sheriff's deputies in L.A. And the disgust is palpable in the United States, 99% of whom support the police. And I watched the video repeatedly because I didn't know how they could ambush two sheriff's deputies, and I figured it out. Very shrewd, but also just premeditated attempted murder. Apparently, both of them have been shot in the head, but not in the brain. That's if I understand it correctly. Bad, bad injuries, but hopefully they will both recover. Prayers for them and for every law enforcement officer in the car today. It's unbelievable. That's the rundown. Those are the important stories. Now to the non-important stories, polling. Fox general election shows Biden up by 5. That means it's a dead heat. I think I've told you before, only one poll was off by more than 5, but many were off by 5 in the states. In 2016, one was off by more than 5 in Wisconsin. They had Hillary up 6.5, the Real Clear average, Real Clear Politics average of polls. So Biden up 5 in a national poll. That's the noise signal, signal to noise. Arizona, Biden up by 3. I don't believe that at all. McSally versus Kelly. This was taken before the Kelly tape dropped. Kelly only up by 7. I think Martha's probably closed that to a dead heat by now. And the Fox News Trump job approval, approved 48, disapproved 51. That's best he's ever been. He's a very divisive figure, but he also, I mean, Joe Biden not being out on the trail. That I ask you again, if you're a Joe Biden supporter, I'm about to talk to one. Call me at 1-800-520-1234. Are you not concerned that Joe Biden is hiding? I have never seen 6 weeks before an election a candidate hide. Now, they've got one structured event today. I'll wait and see what it was. He sat down with Jake Tapper last week, basically doing one event every other day, one interview, quote, interview. Not the questions I would ask, but everyone gets to ask their own questions. There are obvious questions that Joe Biden has to answer that he has. You know, you want to go back in the JCPOA. Why? What makes you think you can persuade Iran to be other than a rogue state? You said you're against fracking. Now you say you're for fracking. Explain fracking for us. And he'll mumble and jumble his way through that. Robert Gates says you were wrong on Evren, the former defense secretary for President Obama, said you were wrong on every decision for 40 years. What's going to make you right now? And then you vanish. What's up with that, Mr. Vice President? Why are you not campaigning? Robert in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hey, how you doing this morning? I could not believe I got up and I heard you talking and I said, I got to call in.
Oh, good. Are you a Bengals fan? You know, we're going to beat you on Thursday night. If you're a Bengals fan, I just want you to know the Browns are going to take your team apart. Joe Burrows is going to be Joe Burr at the end of that.
No, no. Yeah, well, you hey, wait a minute. You might be right on that one. I'm a Bengals fan, but no.
Oh, you poor man.
I couldn't believe what happened last night. Well, can you believe that?
No, well, look. Both the Browns and the Bengals had a bad night, but I'm just telling you, by Thursday night, the Browns will be back on top. But poor Joe Burrows. All right, go ahead, my friend. You're a Biden supporter. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, the fact is that he was vice president for two terms with President Obama, which had a good year. But I cannot believe that the Republicans are still supporting the lying bigot that we got up there in office now. And when he says stuff on TV and people don't react to it, I said, this is amazing. Is this America? Or is he a Putin and the president of China?
Hey, Robert, I understand you don't like Trump.
I understand I don't like Trump, but it's...
But I don't think he's a bigot. I don't think he's a bigot. I just don't.
Well, you mean he's okay? That's right. Y'all don't like that, right?
But my question, you're a great caller. Don't go anywhere.
He's overly prejudiced. How about that?
I don't believe that either. But my question is: are you worried because Biden is hiding? Do you think something's wrong with the vice president?
He ain't hiding. That's what Trump put out there. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. You said, "Well, all the presidents come out before." Had it ever been a presidential running where you had a virus like you got now?
No.
All right, then. So why are you saying that Biden is hiding? He got some sense to wear a mask and not come out there.
Because you can campaign very safely.
And get people like Trump without masks. They're going to get the virus.
Are you going to leave the house today, Robert?
Yeah, I'm going to leave the house. I carry my mask with me.
Yep, you can go out. Are you going to go to work?
No, I've been retired for 15 years.
That's all you've got is the Bengals then. You're a retired guy. No wonder you're voting for Biden. It's a horrible thing to be a Bengals fan and retired.
So you all have believed everything that Trump said when he told y'all he could shoot somebody.
No, I didn't. I think that's a joke.
Name, and then you all would believe him. That's what happened.
Robert, now, what I want to impress on you is
I'm a Biden and Harris.
You're not bothered.
We're going to win despite that person. I'll put it like this. The person that we got up there.
Okay.
And watched.
Robert, another question for you.
Go ahead.
When you were working, what kind of job did you have?
I was a teacher.
Okay, great. You know, that right now the teachers' unions are basically shutting down education in America in order to defeat Trump. What do you make of that?
What do you mean? They should, since he let the virus get out of hand and everybody is afraid to go back to work. You all keep saying that. I heard you a few minutes ago talking about what's happening overseas, and who's that now?
Israel and Britain are shut down.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, again, you're going to talk with Trump. He did the best he could for any president would have.
Yep.
So what you're saying, if Biden had been president then...
If Biden had been president, he wouldn't have shut down China. We'd have twice as many cases, three times as many dead. But, Robert, I appreciate the call. I got to go to break. But my producer wants to know what you taught.
Hey, let's say...
Were you an American history teacher?
Last word.
Yeah.
Please get out there and vote for Biden, everybody, because if we have another 4 years of Trump, we can be put down as one of those used-to-be powerful nations in the world.
All right. Robert, you call me again. Any Bengals fan is welcome on this show because we got to help people who suffer. You're always welcome here because we got to help those who suffer. America, stay tuned. It's the Gugewitz Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt on a Monday. That means time for the Yinzer Report with Selena Zito, columnist of the world. You can read everything she writes at selenazito.com. I just tweeted out her latest at the Washington Examiner about the forgotten counties. Now, Selena, I have never heard of Cambria County until today. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm swell. How are you? Yeah, Cambria County, oh, my goodness. For my entire growing up, that was the center of the Democratic Party. It was symbolic of who working class Democrats were.
And so what has happened? I've read your column, I know, and people should read. What has happened in Cambria County, Pennsylvania?
Well, Cambria is the home of Johnstown. It was the home of Jack Murtha. This is where coal was made. This is where steel was made. Or coal was dug and steel was made. You know, in 2008, the county voted for Barack Obama over John McCain. And yet since that time, every 4 years, the county has become more Republican, just ever so slightly. There was a 30,000 vote surplus of Democrats over Republicans in 2012. But by today, that number flipped. Ironically, I think, on Labor Day, and there are now more registered Republicans than Democrats. And I went to Johnstown last week to see what was going on, went to the Cambria County Republican headquarters, and was stunned to find a line of people not only picking up signs and picking up bumper stickers and volunteering in this little strip mall, but they were also changing their voter registration. And it was just astounding to me when you think about, you think about Jack Murtha, you think about, these essentially Catholic Democrats who have left their party or the party has left them. This is just like...
Now, I'm curious what you think has driven most of the flip. Of course, Trump is the most pro-life president in history and his judges are pro-life, but I'm not sure that's why working class Western PA has become Trump country. I don't think that's it. I think they don't believe Joe Biden when he says he's not going to stop fracking. I think they believe the other Joe Biden who said he was going to stop fracking.
Right. You know, and saying you're going to stop, you're not going to stop fracking after continuously saying it for years, not even like, oh, I slipped. Oh, I didn't mean that. No, I mean, he has vehemently said it. And that sort of that divide away from that traditional politician that says one thing in one room and says another thing in the other room. I mean, President Obama, when he was candidate Obama, he said, he came to Pennsylvania, he came to Cambria County, he came to all these sort of traditional Democratic counties and went bowling and, talked about how much he had their back, and then went to San Francisco and did a fundraiser and called them bitter, clinging to their guns and their Bibles. That day is over. You can't do that anymore because people don't trust that kind of politicking because they're on to it.
Do you think Trump is ahead in Pennsylvania? Just intuitively, the polls say he's behind, but what do you think, Selena? I don't trust any poll that's with a jump ball.
I think it's jump ball, and it's counties like Cambria. Cambria is one of the counties that I pointed out in 2016, where I said there needs to be 2,000 more votes in each of these 10 counties for Donald Trump to get win over Hillary Clinton. They need 2,000 more votes than they gave for Mitt Romney. Now, I think this time they need about 1% more than they did in 2016. So they need about, out of that county, about 60,000 votes. And that needs to be consistent in those same kind of counties. These are counties where the Democrats are traditionally pro-life. They are. I mean, the signs that were going out the most were pro-life for Trump out of that campaign headquarters.
Do you see any Biden activity at all in Western Pennsylvania?
Just about the same amount you saw in Hillary. You know, here and there, you see it. You don't see it in places like Cambria County, whether it's in their cities or their suburbs. You do see it in suburban places in Pittsburgh and Philadelphia.
Is anyone worried that Biden has disappeared? I just had a caller from Cincinnati, a Democrat. He doesn't care that Biden is hiding. I think it's weird as can be. I've never seen a candidate not campaign. Even though there's a virus, you can still campaign safely. He's hiding.
Well, that's the thing. You nailed it. Because one of the things, especially in Wisconsin and Michigan, that voters were angry about, Democratic voters who didn't want to vote for Trump, was that Hillary didn't even try to earn their vote. Is Biden falling into that same trap? Voters want you to earn their vote, or they're not going to take the time, in particular in a pandemic, to go through the loopholes that they have to go through to vote for you. You don't care enough to show up. You don't care enough to try. Why am I going to care enough to risk my life to go out and vote for you?
Well said. Selena Zito, always a pleasure. Selena, go to selenazito.com, the Yinzer Report, every Monday. And I'll be right back, America. Stay tuned. Hour number two of the Hugh Hewitt Show coming right at you. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.